Praise God, dear heart. Thank you for joining me again today on Shalom Morning Prayer. I'm your host, Evangelist King. Now, remember, we have Shalom Morning Prayer every Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The dial-in number has changed, so you can call dial-in number 563-999-2090 and enter SS code 790943. SS code 790943. Now, if you simply just want to listen, you can call listener number 605-477-4794. Now, for international callers, because we do have a brother from UK who called, you have to go to our webpage at freeconferencecall.com/wow/shalomprayer and find your international dial-in number specifically for your country. It have about 58 dial-in numbers, dial-in numbers for 58 countries. So you can find your in-country dial-in number from the list on that webpage. So praise God. So first of all, I want to thank God for even giving us an opportunity to wake up this morning, because there are many who went to sleep last night, dear heart, and they did not rise this morning. So it's a blessing and an honor for our God Jehovah to even grant us to be able to wake up this morning. So that is a blessing. You have some people, when they wake up, they may wake up in pain, and they don't think that they're blessed because they woke up in pain. Dear heart, you woke up. The point of it, you woke up. That is a blessing. There's many who went to bed last night in pain, and they did not wake up. You know, long as you live, there is hope. As long as you live, there is hope. I'm reminded of my sister-in-law many, many years ago. She tried to commit suicide. So when my husband and I went to visit her, I asked her why. She said she did not see any hope. At that time, I was not a Christian. I did not know the Lord. But these words came out of me. I told her, as long as you live, there is hope. See, if she would have died, her hope would have been gone. So the longer we live, dear heart, we have hope. There is hope. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only one who can give us peace. Lord said he come to give us peace, not like as the world give, because the world cannot give you peace. But he come to give us perfect peace, which is shalom peace. It's nothing like the peace of God. In the midst of turmoil, we can have peace. Inner peace within. There's a lot of people today. Okay, praise God, dear heart. I'm sorry for that. My internet connection flickered out and it disconnected everything. So I'm continuing in Shalom Morning Prayer. For those of you who are tuning in from our Spreaker program. So as I was saying before I was disconnected, is that the Lord, he wants us to have inner peace. And he's the only one who gives us inner peace. He said, I come to give you shalom peace, perfect peace, not peace as the world gives. See, when the world calls itself giving you peace, dear heart, it only lasts temporarily. That's the reason why you think, if you had plenty of money to do whatever you want to do, that it would bring or give you peace. No, that would not give you peace. It would give you a very temporary peace. I mean, very temporary peace. And then all of a sudden, then you notice how having a lot of money caused more of a headache, you see. So only Jesus Christ can give us shalom, perfect, perfect peace. Shalom means nothing missing and nothing broken. Praise his holy name. So, I'm not going to keep you long. I want us to come in agreement to pray to our Heavenly Father that we as his children will experience the shalom peace or perfect peace that he have allotted to us through his son, Jesus Christ. Because there are many who are serving the Lord, who say they are God's child, but they don't have inner peace. It seems like there's more hell on the inside of them than there is peace. And how you know is through your actions and through your reactions. That's what really shows you what's on the inside of you. It shows us what's on the inside of us is through and by our actions and our reaction. So that's either perfect peace, shalom peace, the peace that comes from God on the inside of us, or they're just nothing but hell on the inside of us. And that's why we complain, we argue, we get angry. But the Lord God wants us to experience his peace, his perfect peace. Praise his holy name. So we'll go ahead and pray in the name of Jesus. So Father, once again, we just thank you for this amazing opportunity and coming together to give you praise and to give you glory. Father, we thank you most of all for placing within us a spirit that will not give up on you. No matter what may happen, you have given us your Holy Spirit that we will not give in and give up on you, Father. That our faith will endure until the end. In the meantime, Father, we thank you for the peace that you have implanted within us, the peace that you give us, Father. Father, we just thank you. Father, no,
that will give us
we have searched, as the song goes, we have searched the world,
and
we have
your
not found the peace that you give us from within in our heart, Father. So it could be reflected through our actions and our reaction, Father. Father, I pray for those who have yet to receive your gift of peace through your Son, Jesus Christ. For he is the Prince of peace.
Father,
we praise you and we give you all the glory. Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace and compassion that you have forgiven us. Because you said when we come to repentance of our ways,
Jesus, Father,
and ask you to forgive us. You do forgive us. Father, I ask you to help us to realize that we too need to forgive ourselves so that we can receive the peace that you have given to us, Father. Father, no matter what may come our way, to try to take the peace that you have given us away from us. We thank you for empowering us with your Spirit. He's not just with us, but he lives in us. He leads us. He guides us into further truth, into further peace. Because Jesus is the Prince of Peace, Father.
Father God, you said in your word that
Father, we thank you.
The kingdom of God is neither.
We just thank you for filling our hearts right now with your peace. Because you said in your word, where there are two or three of us, we even come together in your Son, Jesus' name, Father, you are right here with us. And we thank you, Father, for your presence being with us. And where your presence is, Father, there is perfect peace.
Father,
we ask you to help us to always be aware of your presence. To always be aware of your presence, Father. That you never leave us. That you never forsake us. Your presence is always with us. And when your presence is with us, Father, peace is always with us. And we thank you, Father, for helping us to always be conscious of that truth and knowing that you with us always. Help us to show the world that you truly live in us through and by your Son, Jesus Christ, who is the Prince of Peace, Father. Father, help us to let the world see through us that we are peacemakers.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Father.
I thank you, Father, because your children are known as peacemakers, Father.
Keep us in your perfect
and Father, we thank you for teaching us and training us to be peacemakers. When the enemy, Father,
have planted
his hands into your faith and stirring up strife and turmoil, I thank you, Father, for empowering us with your spirit of wisdom to bring peace to that situation, Father. Father, I thank you forever, Father. I thank you, Father, for living your life in and through us. I thank you for your mercy, for your grace, for your compassion, Father, in Jesus' name. We just give you all the glory. We just thank you, Father, for your presence right now. Father, we thank you, Father, because you are right here with us. Father, you live in us, inside of us, Father. In our heart is where you live, Father.
Thank you.
And we thank you, Father, that where you are, there is peace because you are peace. And we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. Father, I thank you, Father, for keeping us until the day of redemption. For empowering us with your strength not to give up. Father, I thank you, Father, for giving us the strength to gather together in your Son's name. Father, I thank you that you don't allow us to forsake coming together as one because you dwell in unity. You dwell with your children, Father. Where your children are, Father, you are also. Because of what Jesus Christ have done on Calvary cross. Father, we worship you. We worship you right now, Father, in spirit and in truth, Father. We glorify you only. We exalt you with the angels right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for teaching and helping us not to be a person that walks by our sight, that walks by our feeling, by our five senses. But we walk, we live by faith. Faith in you, Father, knowing that you are always with us. Faith in you, Father, that even right now, Father, we, each and every one of us on this prayer line, Father, may be in our own home or wherever. You are right there with us, along with the angel, holding up their holy hands, worshiping you. And Father, we too hold up our holy hand and worship you in spirit and in truth, Father. We glorify you. We magnify you. We give you the praise. We exalt you, Lord, and you only, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we refuse to exalt what the enemy tries to do in our life, Father. But Father, we exalt and we magnify your holiness, your holy name, Father, because it's only through you, Father, we have perfect peace. Shalom. We thank you, Father. Only through you that nothing is missing. Nothing is broken, Father. Only through you we have strength to endure all manner of harm and even danger that is and evil words that have been spoken against us, Father. It's only through you, Father, we can endure these things because our Master Jesus have endured those things. And we know greater than our Master, Father. We humble ourselves to be called his servant, Father. We humble ourselves, Father, to experience his suffering, Father. As he suffered, Father, we glorified him in suffering along with him, Father. And we give you all the praise and glory, Father, that you're building us to become stronger and stronger on the inside in our heart. You building us to become stronger in you, Father. Father, we just magnify you and we exalt you. We thank you this day, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you because we never, ever is alone. Father, I see the enemy is capturing your children through the spirit of loneliness. They're not realizing, Father, that you said you would never, ever leave them. You never, ever forsake them, Father. Father, I pray that they believe your word. I pray that they look to you, your their helper of all things and in all things, Father. I pray, Father, that their spiritual eyes are open and see that you are with them and they are never, ever alone, Father. Father, thank you for keeping them. Thank you, Father. Those that the enemy have deceived in that area, Father. Father, I ask you to once again free them from that bondage. Free them from that bondage, Father, in Jesus' name. I come against you, spirit of loneliness. You take your hands off God's child. Loose her. Loose her. Come out of her now. Come out of him now in the name of Jesus. You loose them and you let them go. Father, I thank you. Let them know, Father, that the Holy Spirit in them is indeed the greater one. The Holy Spirit in them indeed will never leave them. They are not alone, Father. They are not, because you are with them. The heavenly host is with them. Father, just open their blind eyes to see this truth, Father. Father, open their blind eyes to see this truth so that they can experience your peace on the inside of them, Father. Let them experience your loving grace, your loving mercy, Lord. Lord, let them experience your peace. No matter how their circumstances are, Father, let them experience your peace on the inside, in their heart, Father, deep down in their heart. Let it grow so deep that the enemy cannot uproot it, Father. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, for empowering us with your spirit to stand in this evil day, Father. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. We glorify you. We magnify you today and always, Father. We thank you for strengthening us to endure, to complete the task, to complete the responsibility you have given each and every one of us on this earth to do, Father. We thank you, Father, for empowering us with your strength, with your peace, Father, to do. Don't matter, Father, if someone helps us or not, Father. We thank you for empowering us with your strength and peace to do that which you have commanded us to do and bring glory to your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for helping us to be counted faithful in your eyesight, Father. We glorify you. We magnify you. Always, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory to your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Dear heart, remember, you are not alone. You never, ever is alone. Jesus Christ is always in and with you by his spirit. Having physical companion does not prevent you from feeling lonely. No. You can have physical companions. You can be married. And you still will feel like you are alone. Why? Because you have yet to believe and realize and believe that Jesus is always with you. Always with you. It's only him. It's only him who will help us and prevent us from that demon spirit of loneliness from attaching itself to us. It's only through him. So it don't have anything to do with whether you're married or not. I'm lonely. I need a husband. I need a wife. And then the enemy will take and always use scripture and twist it and say, didn't God say that Adam, it's not good that man should be alone? And then the enemy will connect you with the wrong person. See, you got to realize Adam was the only human being on the earth. Are you the only human being on the earth? No, you're not the only human being on the earth, so you don't have a right to quote that scripture to justify you being married. No, Adam was the only human being. When he looked around, he just saw animals. That's all he saw, animals. Lord, it's not good that man should be alone. So he created him a helpmate. He created another human being, a woman, so that they can reproduce, to bring him godly seed. When Adam looked around, he saw animals reproducing. He saw male and female animals. But there was nobody, no other human being at that. Come on, dear heart. We need to be wise. Allow the Holy Spirit to help us to become wise in the Word of God, so Satan won't take the scripture to twist it so that he can get you out of place in what God wants you to do. So we have to keep our mind affection stayed on him. And that's the only way that our heart will remain in perfect or shalom peace, as we keep our mind stayed on him. And trust him. Trust him. And he's the one who will say, oh, it's not good for Sally to be alone. And he will connect. But Sally shouldn't be saying, it's not good that I be alone. Scripture doesn't say Adam said that. Adam was happy. Adam was clueless, really. He was in perfect peace. It was God who said that it wasn't good for man to be alone. Again, Adam was the only human being. Praise his holy name. Glory to his holy name. So, Father, we just thank you once again for your loving grace and mercy. So, before we close out, dear heart, anyone have anything to say?
Yeah, I just want to confirm. You know, I always have something to say. But
that's
I just
fine.
Wanted to confirm what you were preaching on, because I know for this month alone, I've had at least three women come to me asking me for prayer or just direction or advice based off of the same thing. They prematurely attach themselves to someone thinking that's going to be the answer to their loneliness. Mm-hmm. And since I've been trying to developing a relationship with Christ for years, when I talk to people, I'm always talking about that, and they don't get it. But then after they make those decisions and find themselves like, okay, why do I still feel stuck? Or why do I still feel lonely? And they see the chaos coming from it. Then they come back to me, and I'm like, wow. So this month alone, I've had three women come to me with mm-hmm. the same exact problem or mm-hmm. concern in their life right now.
Mm-hmm. And you had those three, but the Lord revealed to me as I was praying, he said, there's thousands upon thousands. There are many. Mm-hmm. And these are women mm-hmm. that are his children. There are many. And
yes.
Satan, again, is deceiving. I mean, that's the reason why you're seeing so much of divorce and remarriage. I mean, I have ministered to women that's on their third marriage, their fourth marriage. And these are very young girls, not old women, but these are very young women. And that's what the enemy. And now this is happening to the women. It's also happening to the men, because they are marrying the men, you see. And again,
right.
The enemy always used the scripture, what the Lord said about Adam, to justify them continue to just jumping into relationship that Jesus Christ did not connect them to. And that's why, to be honest with you, that's why they are demonized. They need deliverance. They need deliverance. Because don't think that when you obey Satan's voice that you're not going to be contaminated by him, because you are. Because mm-hmm. the moment you obey his voice, a demon jumps right on the inside of you. You see, a lot of people don't mm-hmm. think about that. They think when they obey Satan's voice, then that's it. They just obey his voice and that was it. No. When you obey his voice, that's an open door for him to jump right into you without you ever knowing it. And then that's the reason why they end up, you know, doing all kind of all manner of thing, you know, depressed. Some even have suicidal thoughts. Hopelessness. Hopelessness is a demon spirit. That is that demon spirit's responsibility role is to attach itself to a human being. And when it enters a human being, the human being will feel just like that demon because that is the demon. The demon is hopeless. So when that spirit gets in you, you feeling hopeless. You think that's just a reaction. No, that is a demon spirit. And hopelessness need to be cast out. Okay. So I pray that God will open the blinders, the blind eyes of people to see truth, because in order for them to get totally free, they must see truth and admit to their own wrongdoings. That's why you really don't find many young women coming asking me to pray for them, because the devil know I know the total truth, the truth about this matter, because you won't get much more than prayer. So, Natasha, what you need to do is trust the Holy Spirit. You can pray for them, but you need to come against that spirit that's in them. See, when you just pray for a person, you're praying for the person, but those spirits are still there, and they are laughing at you. Because the moment the person leaves you and going about doing their daily activity, those spirits are going to flare up again because those spirits are still in the house. So you pray for them and say, but I'm going to go a step further. You want total freedom? You want to be made whole? And they say, yes. Then that's when you command those spirits to come out. Loneliness, hopelessness, depression. And as a matter of truth, go even deeper and get the strong man, which is a spirit lover. That's the strong man. Hopelessness, depression, loneliness are demon spirits that serve a spirit spouse. They serve under the spirit spouse. So when you bind that strong man and cast it out, then the demons that serve the strong man leaves too, because their help is gone. So we have to ask God to give us wisdom. You know, a lot of times Satan will try to trick us by having people to come to us and ask us to pray. And the more people come to us asking us to pray, deep down on the inside of us, it'll make us feel like, okay, I'm all right with God. It kind of puffs us up a little bit. There's a little puffiness there. And that's the reason why a lot of times the enemy would keep sending people, so he can puff you up a little bit more. And what you're doing is, well, what you're not doing is, you're not getting to the root of their problem, that root. So you always focus on the root of that problem. Get to the root. Trust the Holy Spirit to give you, to reveal to you in wisdom the root. The root is that spirit lover there. Okay? So we praise his holy name. So it's the Holy Spirit who educate us on these things. So again, that's the reason why you won't find a lot of, now there are some, but I'm talking about a lot of them, won't come to Advantage King and say, will you pray for me? I say, sure, I pray for you, but I'm going to go a step deeper. You want to be totally, totally free. And Satan know that I have that attitude. So what he gets them to do is, oh, don't get Advantage King to pray for you. You see, but that's how every child of God should be. You always want to get to the root. What is causing you to be this way? You want to deal with this symptom, but we want to get to the root of this issue. Get to the root. We want to destroy it at the root. And I guarantee you there's a spirit lover there. But again, when you just pray for the person may walk away, you know, feeling all right temporarily for that moment. But later on, same thing going to happen again. Why? Because the root wasn't dealt with, which is that spirit lover. Praise his holy name. So again, we just praise God and we thank God and we magnify him. Again, dear heart, now remember we have Shalom Morning Prayer every Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you call dial-in number 563-999-2090. enter SS code 790943. Now, again, if you want to simply listen, then it's best to call the listener number 605-477-4794. So praise his holy name. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for being with us this morning, for your presence. And we thank you for your shalom, your peace, perfect peace that you're giving each and every one of us on the inside, and giving us your spirit to in helping us to endure these things until the end, and empowering us to do the will of the Father. And we thank you, Father, for your spirit who empower us to be bold in the things of God, to boldly proclaim the good news of your loving Son, Jesus Christ. And we just give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. So everyone who's on the line, I want to thank you for joining in, and continue to stay blessed in the Lord, and continue to keep your heart stayed on him, and also in knowing that you're not alone. Whether you're married or not married, you are not alone. Lord said he will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. So you always be aware of that, and acknowledge his presence. You know, some a lot of times we're not acknowledging the presence of God with us throughout the day. We need to acknowledge his presence. And by acknowledging his presence, we'll be watchful of the things we say, and we'll be watchful of the things we do. So praise his holy name. So dear heart, continue to stay blessed in Jesus' name. And hopefully we'll get back together again next week. In Jesus' name, shalom.